So everything is included in clarity, and clarity is always on in all of us. You can't exclude anything from clarity. So if you have a doubt, that is clarity. If you have anger, that is clarity. Whatever point of view that is up is clarity. Even the experience of clarity is clarity. And you can't have clarity without any point of view. It was very clearly stated this morning in the talk from Candice also. So what happens is that we gradually, the questions if this is clarity or not, is gradually just decreasing, is fading out by itself. That's my own experience. And all points of view that we have is emerging, flowering, and disappearing just by itself. Like a line drawn in mid-air. It's very intense when it's there, and when it's gone, it's totally gone. And it goes with everything, including doubt. And I remember in the beginning, I had so much doubt about, am I doing this right? Is this clarity? Is this emphasizing point of view? And it became so apparent to me that I was kind of pushing myself over and over again to try to understand clarity. Because we get introduced to clarity, and that's fine, and sometimes we have some form of honeymoon, and everything is just perfect. And then the rubber hits the road, and it starts to get really intense. And then we start to doubt things. Oh, this doesn't work for me, and so we continue with that for a while. But what was so interesting in my own experience was that this doubt that I had about the teaching and about clarity, what clarity is and what point of view is, was that the doubt, I realized that that is just another point of view in clarity. And the problem with doubt is that we think we need to do something with it. We doubt something. But if you don't go to something, just stay with the raw energy of doubt or the raw energy of whatever we experience, it's just raw power. It's just raw power. The anger is raw power. And I find it so beneficial to experience this power in my body. I know there's anger and there's anger. There's anger that we want to project out. But if we have the possibility to rest with the impulse of projecting it out and take full responsibility for ourselves and not push it on other people, we can sense anger as some form of energy just moving us. So I think anger is a just perfect example of raw power. So don't do anything about it. Don't try to change it. I know in my own experience, when I emphasize points of view, nowadays it's different than it was in the beginning, I must say. Earlier on, I knew it very clearly when I was emphasizing points of view, and we know that because what happens is that we start to elaborate on things. And something comes up, let's say it's doubt, and I start to elaborate on the doubt. I have doubt of this, and it's because of that, and what do I need to do to kind of come to terms with that I'm in doubt of, and so on, and the whole circle continues. And what we do is that we take a short moment, and every time this doubt comes up, we take a short moment as quickly as possible. And what happens is that we kind of, from the other side, short moments, then it's just doubt there. And that's how we resolve points of view. In the beginning, when points of view comes up, we get overwhelmed by it, and it's fine to be overwhelmed by it. And we start to elaborate for a while, and then we relax. We start okay, the shock is over, and we start to take the short moments there. And after a while, we can come to be more and more relaxed with this experience of this certain point of view that is up. And I know that many people have periods in their lives that when we are settling into clarity, that we have some periods that certain points of view is very intense up. And I know one participant that had the first 2 months, this was this set of points of view that was up. Then they have the next 2 months, this was this set of points of view that was up. And so it continues for a while. And every time a new circle started, this person was so upset. And then after 3 weeks or something, okay, now it's here, okay. So we start to see the pattern, how it goes. And the pattern is actually that we are overwhelmed, and it's fine to be overwhelmed. So then we rely on our commitment to clarity. And we come back to clarity, and we utilize the four mainstays, which is our complete support mechanism. So that's how I was playing with it, actually, taking it step by step. And it's still like that. Point of view can arise. And it's just relax, moment by moment, whatever is coming up. So, and clarity is so ordinary. We don't need to do anything about it. It's always on, and it's just who we are. We are this clarity. Not to be separated from anything else. And for each short moments we take, we will be more and more stable in clarity, and we will be more and more identified with clarity, and can allow more and more our points of view, our thoughts to be just as they are. Sometimes I'm just amused by all my thoughts. They are just crazy, totally crazy. And I remember for a while that I was really disturbed by my thoughts, but I started to okay, now I'm going to test this. Can I allow them to be just as they are? So I was kind of investigating how long can I allow my point of view to flower before I get distressed by it. And when I got distressed by it, I took short moments. And you know, the short moments is the reset button. And it really stops everything. And I know that all of you in this room knows that when you have disturbing thoughts, you have the reset button. And when you use it, it's totally gone. And in the beginning of practicing short moments, we start to elaborate on, is this the right way? Am I avoiding point of view? But what happens is when we press the reset button, we actually see the essence of whatever point of view is there. We see the essence of any emotion and thoughts. And it's so powerful to use this button.